Day 18. Thereupon the world-honored one looked at the 80 billion Nauta Bodhisattva Mahasattvas. These Bodhisattvas had already reached the stage of Avyavritika, turned the irrevocable wheel of the Dharma, and obtained Dharanis. They rose from their seats, came to the Buddha, joined their hands together towards him with all their hearts, and thought, if the world-honored one commands us to keep and expound this sutra, we will expound the Dharma just as the Buddha teaches. They also thought, the Buddha keeps silent. He does not command us. What shall we do? In order to follow the wish of the Buddha respectfully and also to fulfill their original vow, they vowed to the Buddha with a loud voice like the roar of a lion, world-honored one. After your extinction, we will go to any place, not only this Saha world, but also to the worlds of the 10 quarters, as often as required, and cause all living beings to copy, keep, read, recite this sutra, to expound the meaning of it, to act according to the Dharma, and to memorize this sutra correctly. We will be able to do all this only by your powers, world-honored one. Protect us from afar when you are in another world. Thereupon the Bodhisattvas sang in gathas with one voice, do not worry, we will expound this sutra in the dreadful evil world after your extinction. Ignorant people will speak ill of us, abuse us, and threaten us with swords or sticks, but we will endure all this. Some bhikkhus in the evil world will be cunning. They will be ready to flatter others, thinking that they have obtained what they have not. Their minds will be filled with arrogance. Some bhikkhus will live in aranyas or retired places and wear the patched pieces of cloth, thinking that they are practicing the true way. They will despise others. Being attached to worldly profits, they will expound the Dharma to men in white robes. They will be respected by the people of the world as the arhats who have the 6 supernatural powers. They will have evil thoughts. They will always think of worldly things, and even when they live in aranyas, they will take pleasure in saying that we have faults. They will say to us, those bhikkhus are greedy for worldly profits, therefore they are expounding the teachings of heretics. They made that sutra up by themselves in order to deceive the people of the world. They are expounding that sutra because they wish to make the name for themselves, in order to speak ill of us, in order to slander us in the midst of the great multitude, in order to say that we are evil. They will say to kings, ministers, and brahmanas, and also to householders and other bhikkhus, they have wrong views, they are expounding the teaching of heretics, but they will endure all this because we respect you. They will despise us, saying to us, ironically, you are Buddhists, but we will endure all these despising words. There will be many dreadful things in the evil world of the Kalpa of defilements. Devils will enter the bodies of those bhikkhus and cause them to abuse and insult us. We will wear the armor of endurance because we respect and believe you. We will endure all these difficulties in order to expound this sutra. We will not spare even our lives. We treasure only unsurpassed enlightenment. We will protect and keep the Dharma in the future if you would transmit it to us. World-honored one, know this. Evil bhikkhus in the evil world will not know the teachings that you expounded with expedience according to the capacities of all living beings. They will speak ill of us, or frown at us, or drive us out of our monasteries from time to time, but we will endure all these evils because we are thinking of your command. When we hear of a person who seeks the Dharma in any village or city, we will visit him and expound the Dharma to him, and if you transmit it to us. Because we are your messengers, we are fearless before the multitudes. We will expound the Dharma. Buddha, do not worry. We vow all this to you and also to the Buddhas who have come from the worlds of the 10 quarters. Buddha, know what we have in our minds. Chapter 14. Peaceful Practices. Thereupon Manju City Bodhisattva Mahasattva, the son of the king of the Dharma, said to the Buddha, world-honored one, these bodhisattvas are extraordinarily rare. They made a great vow to protect, keep, read, recite, and expound this sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma in the evil world after your extinction, because they are following you respectfully. World-honored one, How should an ordinary bodhisattva mahasattva expound this sutra in the evil world after your extinction? The Buddha said to him, a bodhisattva mahasattva who wishes to expound this sutra in the evil world after my extinction should practice four sets of things. First, he should perform proper practices and approach proper things, and then expound this sutra to all living beings. Manju City, what are the proper practices the bodhisattva should perform? He should be patient, mild, and meek. He should not be rash, timorous, or attached to anything. He should see things as they are. He should not be attached to his non-attachment to anything, nor should he be attached to his seeing things as they are. These are the proper practices that the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should perform. What are the proper things the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should approach? He should not approach kings, princes, ministers, or other government directors. He should not approach heretics, aspirants for the teachings of Brahman, Nirganthas, writers of worldly literature, writers of non-Buddhist songs of praise, Lokayatas, or Lantayokalatas. He should not approach players of dangerous sports, such as boxers or wrestlers. He should not approach Natas or other amusement makers. He should not approach kandalas, boarkeepers, shepherders, poulterers, dogkeepers, hunters, fishermen, or other people who do evils for their livelihood. When they come to him, he should expound the Dharma to them, but should not wish to receive anything from them. He should not approach those who seek Sravakahood, be they Bhikkhus, Bhissunis, Apsakas, or Apsikas. He should not exchange greetings with them. He should not stay with them in the same monastery, promenade, or lecture hall. When they come to him, he should expound the Dharma to them according to their capacities, but should not wish to receive anything from them. Manju City, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should not expound the Dharma to a woman with a desire for her. He should not wish to look at her when he enters the house of others. He should not talk with a little girl, an unmarried woman, or a widow. He should not approach or make friends with any one of the five kinds of eunuchs. He should not enter the house of others alone. If he must enter it alone for some reason, he should think of the Buddha with all his heart. When he expounds the Dharma to a woman, he should not laugh with his teeth visible to her. He should not expose his breast to her. He should not be friendly with her even for the purpose of expounding the Dharma to her. Needless to say, he should not be so for other purposes. He should not wish to keep young disciples, shramanaras, or children. He should not wish to have the same teacher with them. He should always make it a pleasure to sit in dhyana. He should live in a retired place and concentrate his mind. Manju City, a retired place, is the first thing he should approach. A bodhisattva mahasattva also should know the following truth. All things are insubstantial. They are as they are. Things are not perverted, they do not move, they do not go, they do not turn, they have nothing substantial just as the sky has not. They are inexplicable, they are not born, they do not appear, they do not rise, they are nameless, they are formless. They have no property, they are immeasurable and limitless, they have no obstacle or hindrance. He should see all this. Things can exist only by dependent origination. Only the perverted people say things are permanent and pleasant. This truth is the second thing he should approach. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathas. A bodhisattva who wishes to expound this sutra without fear in the evil world after my extinction should perform proper practices and approach proper things. He should keep away from kings, princes, and ministers, from other government officials, and from players of dangerous sports, from kandalas, from heretics, and from aspirants for the teaching of Brahman. He should not approach arrogant people or the scholars who are deeply attached to the three stores of the lesser vehicle, or the bhikkhus who violate the precepts, or self-appointed arahants, or the bhissunis who like to laugh playfully. He should not approach the apsakas who are attached to the five desires, or who seek in their present life extinction without remainder. When they come to him with good intent in order to hear about the enlightenment of the Buddha, he should expound the Dharma to them without fear, but should not wish to receive anything from them. He should not approach or make friends with a widow or with an unmarried woman or with a eunuch. He should not approach slaughterers or cooks or those who kill for profit, such as hunters or fishermen. He should not approach butchers or procurers of prostitutes. He should not approach dangerous wrestlers or makers of various amusements or immoral women. He should not expound the Dharma to a woman within an enclosed place. When he expounds the Dharma to her, he should not laugh playfully. When he goes to the village to beg for food, he should take a biscuit with him. If he cannot find a biscuit to take with him, he should think of the Buddha with all his heart. These are the proper practices he should perform and the proper things he should approach. He should expound the Dharma peacefully only after doing all this. He should disregard the differences between the superior, mean, and inferior vehicles, between the things free from causality and those subject to it, and between the real and the unreal. He should not say, this is a man or this is a woman. He should not obtain anything or know anything or see anything. All these are the proper practices that a bodhisattva should perform. Things are insubstantial. They have no property. They are not permanent. They do not rise or perish. This is the Dharma to be approached by the man of wisdom. Only perverted people say, all things are exist, or nothing exists, or all things are real, or nothing is real, or all things are born, or nothing is born. The bodhisattva should live in a retired place and concentrate his mind. He should be as peaceful and as immovable as Mount Sumeru. Things have no property. Just as the sky has not, they are not solid, they are not born, they do not appear or move or go, they are permanently of one form. The truth, this truth, is the proper thing that the bodhisattva should approach. A bhikkhu who lives after my extinction will be free from timidity if he performs these proper practices and approaches these proper things, as previously stated, and then expounds this sutra. A bodhisattva will be peaceful and free from timidity if he stays in a quiet room for some time, recollects the Dharma correctly, understands the Dharma according to the meanings of it, and then emerges from his dhyana concentration and leads kings, princes, common people, and brahmanas by expounding this sutra to them. Manju City, all of this is the first set of things that a bodhisattva should do before he expounds the sutra of the lotus flower of the wonderful Dharma in the world after my extinction. Second Manju City. A bodhisattva mahasattva who wishes to expound this sutra in the age of the decline of the teachings after my extinction should perform the following peaceful practices. When he expounds or reads this sutra, he should not point out the faults of other persons or sutras. He should not despise other teachers of the Dharma. He should not speak of the good points or the bad points or the merits or demerits of others. He should not mention Shravakas by name when he blames them, nor should he do so when he praises them. He should not have hostile feelings against them or dislike them. He should have the peace of mind so that he may not act against the wishes of the hearers. When he is asked questions, he should not answer by the teachings of the lesser vehicle, but expound the Dharma only by the teachings of the great vehicle, so that the questioners may be able to obtain the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things. Thereupon, the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathas, the bodhisattva should wish to make all living beings peaceful, and then expound the Dharma to them. He should make a seat in a pure place, apply ointment to his skin, wash dirt and dust off himself, wear a new and undefiled robe, clean himself within and without, sit on the seat of the Dharma peacefully, and then expound the Dharma in answer to questions. He should expound with a smile the wonderful meaning of the Dharma to bhikkhus, bhisunis, to apsakas and apsikas, to kings and princes, to government officials, and to common people. When he is asked questions, he should answer according to the meaning of the Dharma. He should expound the Dharma to them with stories of previous lives, parables, and similes. With these expedients, he should cause them to aspire for enlightenment, to promote their understanding step by step, and finally to enter the way to Buddhahood. He should give up indolence, negligence, grief, and sorrow. He shouldn't expound the Dharma to them out of his compassion towards them. He should expound to them the teachings of unsurpassed enlightenment with stories of previous lives and with innumerable parables and similes day and night, and cause them to rejoice. He should not wish to receive garments or bedding, food or drink or medicine from them. He should expound the Dharma to them, wishing only two things: to attain the enlightenment of the Buddha and also to cause them to do the same. This is the peaceful offering to them. This offering will bring them great benefit. A bhikkhu who expounds the Sutra of the Lotus Flower of the Wonderful Dharma with patience after my extinction will be emancipated from jealousy, anger, and other illusions, that is to say, from all obstacles. He will have no sorrow. He will not be spoken ill of. He will not live in fear. He will not be threatened with swords or sticks or driven out of his monastery. A man of wisdom who controls his mind, as previously stated, will be peaceful. His merits will be innumerable. You would not be able to tell the number of them by any parable or simile, even if you tried to do so for thousands of billions of kalpas. Again, Manju City. A bodhisattva mahasattva who wishes to keep, read, and recite this sutra in the latter days after my extinction, when the teachings are about to be destroyed, should not nurse jealousy against others or flatter or deceive them. He should not despise those who study the way to Buddhahood in any way. He should not speak ill of them or try to point out their faults. Some bhikkhus or bhisunis of sakkas or of sikhas will seek shravakahood or practice of Buddhahood or the way of bodhisattvas. He should not disturb or perplex them by saying to them, "Oh, you're far from enlightenment. You can't obtain the knowledge of the equality and differences of all things because you are licentious and lazy in seeking enlightenment." He should not have fruitless disputes or quarrels about the teachings with others. He should have great compassion towards all living beings. He should look upon all the Tathagatas as his loving fathers and upon all the bodhisattvas as his great teachers. He should bow to all the great bodhisattvas of the worlds of the ten quarters respectfully and from the bottom of his heart. He should expound the Dharma to all living beings without partiality. He should be obedient to the Dharma. He should not add anything to the Dharma or take anything away from the Dharma. He should not expound more teachings to those who love the Dharma more than others do. Manju City, a bodhisattva mahasattva who performs this third set of peaceful practices in the latter days after my extinction, when the teachings are about to be destroyed, will be able to expound the Dharma without disturbance. He will be able to have good friends when he reads and recites this sutra. A great multitude will come to him, hear and receive this sutra from him, keep it after hearing it, recite it after keeping it, expound it after reciting it, copy it or cause others to copy it after expounding it, make offerings to a copy of this sutra, honor it, respect it, or praise it. Thereupon the world-honored one, wishing to repeat what he had said, sang in Gathis. Anyone who wishes to expound this sutra should give up jealousy, anger, arrogance, flattery, deception, and dishonesty. He should always be upright. He should not despise others or have fruitless disputes about the teachings. He should not perplex others by saying to them, "Ah, you will not be able to attain Buddhahood." Any son of mine who expounds the Dharma should be gentle, patient, compassionate towards all living beings. He should not be lazy. In the worlds of the ten quarters, the great bodhisattvas are practicing the way out of their compassion towards all living beings. He should respect them as his teachers. He should respect the Buddhas, the world-honored ones, as his unsurpassed fathers. He should give up arrogance so that he may expound the Dharma without hindrance. This is the third set of peaceful practices. A man of wisdom should perform all this. Anyone who performs these peaceful practices will be respected by innumerable living beings. Here ends day 18.